Good morning.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year. Adley, there's tissues up here just in case I cry. Adley asked me twice yesterday, "Dad, are you going to cry tomorrow?" In her own sweet way, she was trying to encourage me, but obviously I cried last two times I got up here, and she had to bring me a tissue, so I'm going to try not to. This is going a different route today. We made it. We made it through 2020, and 2021 is here. We made it through the dreaded 2020 debacle of a year. But we've endured, and we're still here. We endured Zoom meetings and Easter service outside and everything else that came along with it from a church standpoint. But we're still here, and we got a good crowd today on the first Sunday of 2021. So God led me to prepare this sermon and title it Certainty in Uncertain Times. Because I think that is exactly what 2020 brought, was uncertain times. You know, the typical New Year's sermon is full of encouragement and goal setting about, you know, how we can be the best versions of ourselves. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I want to do something a little bit different and reassure us and refocus on the one that's always with us no matter what's going on moving forward into 2021. Because unfortunately, the uncertainty's not over. So let's pray and then we'll get started. Dear Lord, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for all your blessings. And I thank you for 2020. I thank you for the lessons that it taught us. Perseverance. And dedication through some tough times that a lot of us hadn't seen before, and for the blessings that came out of it, Lord. Not all of 2020 was bad. We all have blessings that we can count and that we can be thankful for. Just pray that you'll be with me today as I bring the message, and I pray that it's done in a way that's pleasing to you. Pray that you'll just open hearts and minds today to hear your word. And I just pray that it'll be received in the way that you mean for it to. Lord, I love you and I thank you. Amen. So we're going to start in Romans. Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. Chapter 8, 35 through 39. All right, it says, starting in 35, says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Guys, we just witnessed, in some sense, some form or fashion, every experience that Paul just described in these verses that I just read. 2020 has brought so much trouble and stress, division and confusion, that it's hard at times to really remain hopeful and positive. However, our faith in Christ and what was done on the cross gives us hope And the Bible says it gives us peace that we can't even understand in the midst of everything that we've been through and everything that we've seen and everything that we're going to see. While the world around us has seemed like it's been falling apart, we as Christians have a certainty that is only guaranteed by God. We don't have anything else in this world that offers us the certainty that God offers us. While all the other things in this world will fail us and let us down, even our loved ones at times, even the people that that we trust the most in this world, they may let us down. But we have assurance as Christians that our future is secure no matter what's going on around us. Here in Romans, Paul mentions a long list of experiences that could possibly separate us from the reality that is God's love for us. He lists tribulation, which is a state of trouble or suffering. And guys, God doesn't leave us. He's right beside us through any kind of trouble and suffering. The trouble that 2020 brought, the suffering that 2020 brought, God's always been right there. And He's been a certain thing in our life, something we can count on. Distress, I think this is a big one for all of us that this year brought about. Extreme anxiety. This is what distress is, extreme anxiety and sorrow and pain. There's a lot of hurt in 2020. There's a lot of stress in 2020 when we didn't know, you know, how things were going to end up. You know, I'd say back in April or May, we had no idea if we'd be in this church building right now today. But God calms our anxiety and He eases sorrow and pain for those that love Him. We have that and we can count on it. Persecution is hostility and ill treatment, especially because of race or political or religious belief. 2020 was overflowing with persecution in so many different ways around our country and around the world. We've seen it like most of us in this room have never seen it before. We need to remind ourselves that Jesus was persecuted to the fullest extent that anybody ever could. He knows. He knows what people today are going through that are being persecuted for whatever reason. Because He's been there. He's been there. And He was dragged to the cross because of it and in the midst of it. Famine. Famine is extreme scarcity of food. Unfortunately, this was a reality for some people this year. Nakedness. No clothing or defenseless. That's what it means. Again, that was some people's reality in 2020. Peril, the same thing, serious and immediate danger. Sword. Here, sword means to be put to death. Even death can't separate us from God's love as Christians. Because we know where our eternity stands and we know what we have. So guys, no matter what 2020's brought in our life, any of these things, all of these things combined in one sense. And 2020's been something different to all of us. It's brought about different things to every single one of us because we're all different. But God's also brought the certainty that each one of us right where we've been in 2020, no matter what we've been through. Some of us went through the virus, the Shays, the Farmers, the Chastains. Some of us didn't. Some of us been through financial issues this year. And then some of us just been through normal everyday life stuff. That's just part of it. But verse 37 says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Here, Paul doesn't say that we might get through what we're going through. He doesn't say it's a maybe or good luck. He says that we are more than conquerors. That if we have Christ inside of us and we love him, then we're more than conquerors. He will push us through whatever we're going through, whether it's COVID, whether it's any of these other things. We have that to rely on, y'all. It's a certainty. It's not a maybe. It's not an if. That's a guarantee that he's going to be there and walk with us through whatever we're going through. I think moving forward into 2021, maybe we should focus on that word, conqueror. Because that's something that we can all be. No matter where we are, we can all be that with God. But again, as much bad, I'm about to change this around, y'all. I ain't going to talk about how bad 2020 was all the whole time. As bad as it was, and as uncertain as it was, so many things that we have to be thankful for at the end of the day and a year later. I was going to say this to the end, but to make my point, we got a baby. And she's almost 1 year old. There's another little baby over there. Gary's got a new grandbaby. Tammy's got a new grandbaby. All that came in 2020. It's not all bad. It's not all bad. And we still get to sit here and come to church. And we get to experience those things. And it all happened in the same year. We got to focus on the good that happened and remember the good that happened. Here's where the reassurance comes into play. I want to take a look back at a little bit of history and the past, just to reassure us that God's always been with his people. From the beginning of time, uncertain times haven't been uncommon since the beginning when Adam and Eve first sinned against God. Uncertainty came in the world. Before that, they had a good life. And then when they decided to not listen to God, things got a little tricky because they started playing by their own rules like we still try to do today. So guys, we're not in uncharted waters here. This is uncertainty is a common thing. So we're going to look at this as reassurance. Reassurance that since the beginning, God has been bringing his people through hard times, and he is the common denominator. God never changes on us. We change. We move away from him and then come back, and we go through seasons of ups and downs. But God's steady, and he's certain, and he's always there. Some of y'all may have seen this on Facebook or floating around social media, but it makes a good point. Imagine being born in 1900. At 14 years old, World War I starts and ends 4 years later when you're 18. Approximately 40 million people die during World War I. The same year it ends, the Spanish flu epidemic starts and wipes out another 50 million people. At 29, the Great Depression starts and it lasts for 4 years. When you turn 39, World War II begins. And then at 41, the U.S. becomes fully involved in that war. From the time you were 39 to 45, 75 million people die in that war. The epidemic of smallpox hits in your 40s and kills 300 million people in your lifetime. At 50, the Korean War starts and 5 million people die. Also, in the first 50 years of your life, you have to live with the fear of polio, which was a very common thing. Year 55 brings about the Vietnam War that lasts 2 decades. A total of 4 million people die in the Vietnam War. Then in the middle of the Vietnam War is the Cold War, and you got to be worried about nuclear attacks. Then when you're finally 75, the Vietnam War ends. In 75 years, somebody that was born in 1900 endured all of that. We've had a bad year. We've had a scary, uncertain year. But guys, God's been there the whole time, and He's going to continue to be there for us no matter what is thrown at us. He was there through all of this. That if you look at the numbers, there's a lot more than what we're going through right now. And I'm not downplaying what we're going through, guys. I never would, because it's real and it's serious. But this puts it into perspective of how God has been there through my parents, y'all's parents, my grandparents, y'all's grandparents, all of our lives. He's been right there. We have to be reassured that as long as we're here, He's going to be here. He's going to be with us. It's not going to leave. So let's do this, moving into 2021. Let's turn off the news a little bit and turn on some worship music. Let's stop reading political policies, which they're important in a sense. I'm not going to get into politics. But let's stop reading political policies and let's pick up our Bibles. Let's read our Bibles. Because I'll be honest, I don't know what's certain in politics anymore. But I know when I pick up my Bible, the words don't change. And it's as true can be. Let's stop worrying so much. And that's hard. And I get it. Because I got a lot going on and I worry. I think Mateo agrees. But let's stop worrying so much and let's start living again by knowing for certain that God is always with us. Guys, we have no reason at all to live scared of anything. Nothing. I understand being concerned and I understand being cautious and protective of your family and yourself. That's not what I'm referring to. But as Christians, if we know where our future's at and we know who holds that future, we have zero reason to live scared. So let's try to stop worrying. And let's start living again. And that live might look a little bit different, but let's live. And let's live for God. Because He lives for us every day. So how are we going to move forward into 2021 other than doing those things? Let's look at Hebrews 11:1. You don't have to turn this real short. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The intent of this verse is to not provide a definition of faith, the intent of it is to describe what faith does. Guys, our faith in Christ is our certainty. It's our certainty that the things that we hope for are real and are obtainable with God. The things that we hope for are real, guys. We just got to hand them to God instead of trying to control everything. We have to hand God the reins of our lives and let Him control it and let Him direct us. And we have to be willing to go where He wants us to go. But our faith is our certainty in all of these uncertain times and in this uncertain world that we live in. As we move into this new year, I pray that we strive to place our faith and our hope in God and His promise that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. The Bible tells us that, y'all. He works things out for us. He works all things for good. No matter how bad they seem at the time. You know, we spend a lot of time worrying about things and getting worked up for stuff. And then in the end, we end up seeing that God had a plan to get us to the other side. And it wasn't nearly as bad as what we thought it was going to be. I do that quite often. Luckily, not as often as I used to. In 2021, if we are hoping for less chaos and stress and trouble, and Lord willing, a massive decline of COVID-19, then let's put our trust in God. Let's pray. Let's put our trust in the one certain thing that we have that we know we can count on day in and day out moving forward. And let's get to living. Let's get to living for God in 2021. I'm not saying that we hadn't, guys. This is just a reminder and a reassurance that 2020 ain't gonna beat us. Ain't gonna beat us. Because it can't. It can't. In closing, and this kind of going to be a long closing, and I've kind of got through this a little quick. But in closing, I think we can all agree on the fact that we need to accept certain uncertainty. In the world we live in, uncertainty is a very certain thing. And that's because the devil's at work. And things just get crazy at times. But know that God is right there beside us through every single bit of it. Like I said a minute ago, He don't leave us. Let us as Christians and let us as Pauline Baptist Church be sure to do our part to be somebody else's certainty as much as we can as humans. Let's do our part to take what this says, take God's word, and be as certain as we can be for other people. Because right now, that's what the world needs. And we don't need to add to the uncertainty any more than we can help. We need to be solid. We need to be that the people that those around us can count on to go to. We need to be those that each other can count on. If I need Pete, or if I need Mr. Jesse, or Mr. Frankie, or anybody else in the church, we need to be sure that we are that certainty for one another so that we make sure we're taken care of, Because that's our job as a church family. We need to be certain for one another. Leave you with these last couple quotes. And I usually end with quotes because I like quotes. Because I'm not that creative, but other people are. Faith isn't a feeling. It's a choice to trust God even when the road ahead seems uncertain. We have to trust God, guys. Every single day we wake up, put our feet on the floor, and we got to trust that God's going to get us to the end of that day. And we don't know what that day's going to bring, but He's going to get us through it one way or another. When uncertainty keeps you up at night, then close your eyes and think of something that is certain, and that's God's love. No matter what, guys, as much as we may love each other, God's love is the only certain thing that's going to give us exactly what we need as His children on a day in and day out basis. As much as I love Lori, I can't give her what God gives her. I can do my best, but I will fail over and over and over. God fills those holes inside of us, y'all. Not things of this world. Not things that were taken away in 2020 or that we may think were taken away. Guys, God had a plan for 2020. This is not something that surprised Him. It is not something that He, you know, it was like a new page that somebody slipped into the book. There's a reason for 2020. And I think that reason is growth. And I think some of that reason was slowing down. But at the end of it, we have to make sure that we're better than we were when we started. It can't get us down. God had a plan with 2020 just like He had from 1900 till today. So my prayer and my hope moving into 2021 is that we can take the things that we saw and that were temporarily taken away from us, and we make sure that we never take those things for granted again. Like sitting in this building. Like being here on Wednesday night. Like meeting at Glenn's house or Kelly's house. Or sitting at home with our families like we were forced to do in a sense, and enjoying our kids or our spouses because it forced us to do that. Let's don't forget the things that it put us in a position to do and that feeling that it gave us of, man, I really miss that. It's something I take for granted because it's something I get to do every week. But now that it's taken away from me, I realize how important it is. And sitting in this church building is one of them things to me. And I hope we never have to go back to a Zoom meeting. It made me feel out of touch. Because I'm not as technologically advanced as I should be as a 35-year-old. I think that I'm probably up there around like David's age, and I don't know. Because it didn't work for me. It didn't work for me. But it was, hey, you were just there, man. Like, it was, sorry, I'm not picking on you. It just happens. But I hope we don't have to go back to those days. Because I like seeing y'all's faces and talking to you. And I think everybody else in this church feels the same way. But it didn't beat us. Because we're sitting here right now. And we're strong. And with God, we're even stronger. He gives us our strength. So to that I say, 2021, bring on what you got. The Bible says that we're conquerors, that we're more than conquerors. And we got this. But let's go into 2020 being better than we were in 2020. Let's go into 2021 being better than we were in 2020. Let's be better for ourselves. Let's be better for our spouses. Let's be better for our children and for each other and for those that we don't know. Because I think more than anything, we realized in 2020 that things are uncertain and that everything's not guaranteed. I love you guys. Let's close. Dear Lord, I just come to you now and I just thank you for how certain you are and the guarantees and the promises that you give us. I thank you for this church and what it means to me and everybody else in here. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be up here today. Lord, I just pray that we go forward in 2021 with a new look on life. And I pray that we never forget what we went through in 2020 and where we've been. And I pray that we learn from it and we grow from it and that we're just better people and better Christians for you and for those around us. Lord, I pray now that if anybody wants to come forward and give their life to you, Lord, I pray that they will do so. I pray that if they just need to talk to either me or any of the deacons, that they'll do so that we can help them. Or if they just need to come down to the altar and pray, pray that they'll do that as well, Lord. Pray that you'll be with us moving forward through our week and keep us safe and mindful of you. Lord, we love you and we thank you. Amen.